Welcome to Behind the Latch, inspiration and evidence for lactation professionals. Whether you're a new lactation consultant, a seasoned professional, continued learning is essential for staying up to date and providing evidence. I'll bring you expert interviews, research recaps, and case studies to help you refine your skills and elevate your practice. No matter where you are in your IBCLC journey, this podcast is for you. Welcome back to Behind the Latch. I'm Margaret Salty, your host, and today's episode is a little different. I'm bringing you a two-part deep dive into a brand new study that has important implications for lactation professionals. In part one, I'll walk you through the paper, The Role of Silver Nipple Protectors in Treating Nipple Trauma, a non-randomized comparative trial. We'll talk about who was studied, the methods, what the researchers found, and why this matters for our work as lactation professionals. Then in part two, I'll be joined by the lead author, Maya Nakamura, all the way from Japan, to discuss the study in more detail, hear about her research process, and explore what these findings could mean for clinical practice moving forward. So whether you're here to get a clear breakdown of the evidence or to hear directly from the researcher herself, this two-part episode will give you both. Let's jump in. This episode is brought to you by the Lactation Consultant Toolkit, an all-in-one app created specifically for IBCLCs and lactation professionals. With the toolkit, you'll have everything you need right at your fingertips during consults. No more flipping through charts or Googling in the middle of a visit. It includes a newborn weight calculator, milk intake and triple feeding calculators, unit conversion tools, and more. It's easy to use and designed to help you provide clear, confident, and evidence-based support for the families you serve. Download the Lactation Consultant Toolkit now on iOS or Android, or learn more at lactationconsultanttoolkit.com.
The National Lactation Consultant Alliance advocates for safe, equitable, clinical lactation care and works to ensure families have access to the skilled clinical lactation care of an international board-certified lactation consultant. NOCA advocates for the IBCLC at the state, federal, and national levels with legislators, policymakers, agencies, insurers, and organizations. NOCA's Center for Lactation Equity works to build a more inclusive and diverse lactation workforce through advocacy and scholarship opportunities. Check out NOCA's publications and newsletters and our newest scholarship opportunity. Whether you're a practicing IBCLC, a student, or a NOCA ally, NOCA is here for you. Learn more, become an ally, subscribe to our complimentary newsletter, and connect with us at nlca.us. Together, we can elevate the IBCLC profession and ensure that every family receives the compassionate, evidence-based clinical lactation care they deserve.
In their paper, published in the Journal of Human Lactation, Maya Nakamura and colleagues studied Japanese women in the early postpartum period who were hospitalized after giving birth at a maternity clinic in Sapporo, Japan. The purpose of the study was to evaluate the effectiveness and safety of silver nipple protectors in treating nipple trauma among Japanese women in the early postpartum period. The study aimed to assess whether silver nipple protectors could reduce the severity of nipple trauma, measure their effect on nipple pain in the first 4 days postpartum, determine if their use was safe for mothers and infants, and to provide comparative evidence outside of Italy, since nearly all prior research had been single-group Italian studies. According to the authors, silver nipple protectors may be beneficial because they act as a barrier, shielding the nipple from further friction or trauma during breastfeeding. The protectors are made of pure sterling silver, and silver ions are known to inhibit the growth of Staph aureus and damaged bacterial membranes, which may help prevent infection in damaged nipple tissue. Previous pilot studies suggested that silver nipple protectors may accelerate the healing of nipple trauma and provide pain relief. Though not fully confirmed, the cups may help create a moist environment around the nipple, which is a principle often used in wound care to encourage faster healing. The intervention group included 47 mothers using silver nipple protectors, and the control group included 50 mothers using historical data from an earlier trial. The focus was on whether silver nipple protectors could prevent or reduce nipple trauma. Trauma was defined by visible signs such as erythema, swelling, scabbing, and blistering. Researchers also measured pain scores on postpartum day 4 and monitored for any safety concerns. This was a non-randomized comparative trial. Mothers in the intervention group received silver nipple protectors as soon as nipple trauma or pain appeared. They wore them continuously except while feeding or showering. The control group received standard care such as position guidance, lanolin, or using express milk on their nipples. Researchers tracked nipple condition daily using photographs, collected self-reported pain ratings, and analyzed healing patterns over time. So what did the researchers find? The results were compelling. Mothers using silver nipple protectors in this study were less likely to develop severe trauma like scabbing or blistering, were more likely to transition toward healing from mild erythema and swelling. They reported significantly lower nipple pain by day 4 postpartum compared to the control group. And importantly, no safety concerns were identified from using the silver nipple protectors. The authors did note several important limitations. First, this was not a randomized controlled trial. Instead, the silver nipple protector group was compared to a historical control group from an earlier study. This raises the possibility of bias because conditions, staff education, and breastfeeding support may have differed between the two groups. Second, the study included only 47 mothers in the intervention group compared to 50 in the control group. With relatively small numbers, findings may not be generalizable to larger or more diverse populations. Third, all participants were recruited from one maternity clinic in Sapporo, Japan. Results may not reflect outcomes in other clinical settings or cultural contexts. Fourth, outcomes were measured over the first 4 days postpartum. While this period is crucial for nipple trauma, it doesn't show whether benefits persist beyond hospital discharge or into the later weeks of breastfeeding. Fifth, because the trial wasn't randomized, there may have been differences between groups in breastfeeding support, latch quality, or maternal factors that influence nipple trauma and pain scores. And finally, the study demonstrates effectiveness, but doesn't clarify why silver nipple protectors worked, whether due to antimicrobial properties, moist wound healing, or simply providing a physical barrier. While these results are promising, lactation professionals should see this as an early step in building evidence, not definitive proof. More large-scale randomized trials across different settings are needed before silver nipple protectors can be broadly recommended. Another note that's important is the availability of these silver nipple protectors. According to the authors, these protectors are available for purchase online in Japan and cost about $64. When compared against the average monthly income for a 30-year-old in Japan, silver nipple protectors were considered relatively expensive. Because of the cost barrier, authors suggested that in Japan, where mothers typically remain in postpartum facilities for about a week, it could be effective for hospitals or clinics to equip units with multiple sets of protectors and offer them to mothers on a rental basis rather than requiring individual purchase. This is important for lactation professionals to understand because while devices may offer clinical benefit, their accessibility and cost could limit widespread use unless creative solutions like rental models are implemented. Hi, Maya. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
I'm excited to talk about your paper. So can you start by telling everybody where you live and what work you do?
My name is Maya Nakamura, and I live in Sapporo, the capital city of Hokkaido in northern Japan. I'm a third-year doctoral student and also a midwife researcher. As a midwife, I used to work in hospitals, but now I practice independently visiting families at home to support pregnant women and new mother and their baby.
Nice. And what brought you to this work?
Because I love babies, so I wanted to be a midwife. I am also a mother of four children.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
So your research, you have a lot of research around nipple damage. Can you tell me where the desire to study nipple damage and breastfeeding came from?
Yeah, When I was working as a hospital midwife, I often saw mothers crying at night because of painful nipple trauma. They wanted to continue breastfeeding, but felt they had no choice but to stop. At that time, my senior midwife used to give polyethylene film to reduce frictions. But I wondered whether it really worked and what the evidence was.
Mm-hmm.
That curiosity led me to partial research.
So you wanted to study those silver nipple protectors. They are definitely pretty popular here in the United States. I see them frequently with my patients and my students mm-hmm. ask about them. What led you to focus your research on the silver nipple protectors? And why do you think there was a need to study them in the Japanese population?
I noticed that silver nipple protectors are common in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also saw a booth of silver nipple protectors at the last DLCA conference.
Yeah.
However, in Japan, it is almost unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows this. I first came across this at the paper of Marat 2016. Yeah, yeah. It really surprised me because of unique appearance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was very surprised. And I imported to her. And at that time, I just born, give birth my babies. So I tried it. And I think it is very good.
Yeah.
When I introduced it at my working place, clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Both mothers and midwives responded positively. So I think it is good for Japanese mothers and
mm-hmm.
needs evidence for Japanese mothers. So
right.
I conducted this research.
So your study used a non-randomized comparative design with historical controls. Can you explain why this design was chosen and how you addressed potential limitations?
Of course, a full RCT would be ideal. However, we chose this design for practical reasons. First, there are ethical challenges. In Japan, providing different interventions to at the same time in the same hospital is mm-hmm. difficult. Second, as I said before, silver nipple protectors are not common in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And introducing these new devices across multiple facilities is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And Japan also faces declining birth rate. Declining
mm-hmm.
birth rate, which makes it hard to recruit large samples.
Yes.
For these reasons, we conducted the study in one clinic where mm-hmm. silver protectors had already been used, and I used historical data.
Got it.
To minimize bias, I collected data from facilities of small size and with comparable quality of midwifery care.
Yeah, that makes sense. In both this study, this paper that we're talking about, and the study that you use for the control sample, you classified nipple trauma into specific signs, such as erythema, swelling, scabbing, and blistering. How did you determine which signs to focus on? And what did you find most challenging about measuring trauma consistently?
Classification based on my earlier research.
Mm-hmm.
I collected about 750 photographs of nipple trauma over time and analyzed them.
Mm-hmm.
Which led me to develop a 7-category system, for example, erythema, swelling, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The method itself was not so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But the limitation is always subjective judgment.
Right. Very subjective.
Subjective. Recently, I also use AI-based image analysis to classify mm-hmm. nipple trauma, which I believe reduce subjectivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really interested to read about that when you start publishing that data, because I think that'll be really interesting.
Thank you for it.
Yeah, of course. So one of your key findings was that silver protectors reduce severe trauma and nipple pain by day 4 postpartum. You said that it's unclear whether the benefits come from the silver itself, the moisture, or both. based on your findings, what do you think might be the most important mechanism at work?
As I wrote in my paper, it is not clear whether the benefit comes from the silver itself, the moisture effect, or both.
Right.
My personal view is that it is likely a combination of both. Most of them are effect.
Yeah, that's interesting. I want to ask you about the side effects, because right now we think that those silver cups are pretty harmless and no adverse effects were reported in your trial. So were there any concerns from participants or staff about using the silver nipple protectors, particularly regarding safety or impact on milk supply?
Because the study was conducted in a clinic that had already used silver nipple protectors for several years. So the staff were familiar with silver caps. And mothers didn't say some concerns. Some mothers said when they are sleeping, slipped off during sleeping. It's sometimes a little pain.
Yeah, that's really good to know. Will you study silver nipple protectors again?
Yes, I want to do so.
What do you see as the next steps in studying the silver nipple protectors?
Next step. I think RCT and long-term follow-up and comparison with other common treatments, all of them are important. But for RCT, may be difficult in Japan due to ethical and clinical issues. In my opinion, the most important next step in this research on lipotrauma is to ensure that all studies are conducted using the same methodology.
Yes, that's important.
In previous research, different measurement scales and follow-up period have been used, which has made meta-analysis impossible.
Right.
So I believe first step is for everyone to adopt standardized criteria in their studies.
Yeah, definitely. We hear lots of researchers say that, so I agree. So you mentioned that you are using AI to analyze nipple damage. Can you tell me what's next for you in terms of research?
So as you said, I am currently working on using AI to classify nipple trauma. I think this technology can be very beneficial for next generations of mothers. Young mothers can use AI very well.
Yeah.
At the same time, human touch care from midwives will always be essential. My goal is to combine AI with hands-on midwifery support to provide more comprehensive care.
I love that. That's great. So where can my listeners learn more about you and your work?
Please take a look at my publications. I have written 7 papers in English so far.
Congratulations. Yeah, I will put all of those in the show notes so they can find them. Well, thank you so much, Maya. This is really exciting, and I can't wait to share it with my listeners.
Thank you for giving me a nice chance.
Yeah, thank you so much. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe, and check me out on social media at Margaret Salty.